Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
2021 SEC Media Days continues. Chuck Oliver Show joining you live from the Hyatt Winfrey in Hoover, Alabama. Pleased to be sitting down with the head hog, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman. Coach, how's your experience been here?
It's been great. You know, it's a long one. You know, I started my first interview at 7 o'clock this morning and all those things, but I'd rather have people want to talk to me than people that don't, you know. So it's been a lot of fun.
So last year I'm turning on the SEC Network and I'm seeing, I think, an 11 a.m. kick. I was like, where's Felipe? Oh, KJ Jefferson's going to start. So I'm going to tell you where my mind immediately went. I was like, dual threat quarterback, first start. I know what's coming. Primary's covered. I'm taking off. That wasn't it that day. Mm-hmm. He stayed in the pocket and ran the offense. That had to be kind of heartwarming to you.
He really did. I'll be honest with you. We had been on the phone with a young man that had been went in the portal on the way up to the game on Friday. And then after the game on Saturday, going back home, I told Coach Browse, I said, call him, tell him we're not going to be able to take him because KJ had played so well. And that's a true story. And, you know, his only start last year, I wish we'd have got him in more games, you know, but he did a heck of a job that day now.
And, you know, you talk about, you know, you get a tailback coming out of high school, he wants to bounce everything outside, you know, because it worked on Friday.
Yeah.
Same thing for a dual threat quarterback.
That's right.
That triggers, like, I'm going to take off because it worked on Friday. It seemed like he grasped, I'm in the SEC now. We got defensive ends that 260 can run 4-5. And so it's important for him. Talk about that part of the game, delivering the ball downfield from the pocket.
I think the most impressive thing about him that day was his pocket presence. And he would step up, he would step to a side, but he was always ready to throw the football. And when that receiver came open, bam, bam, it was there. I'm not saying that some of those plays might not have been sacks with Felipe. He wasn't quite as fleet of foot as KJ is. The thing I love about KJ as well is that I think he can run the football, and I think Kendall will be able to throw his entire offense out there this year.
Let's talk about somebody who does run the football by description. That's Traylon Smith, and I got to tell you, I had a wrong impression about him too. I was like, oh, is he a third down guy? Is he a scat back? No, he's just not as big as everybody, but he carried the load last year.
You know, when I was at Northern Illinois a long time ago, we had a kid named Garrett Wolf. And Garrett Wolf rushed for about 2,000 yards, close to it. And I know it's a Mac. I get it. I understand it. But still a lot of yards. And I remember going on fourth down. I remember Coach Novak coming over and said, hey, we need to get a bigger back in there. And this, that, and other. And the coordinator said that, well, hey, this is our best back, you know. And Coach said, oh, yeah, you're right, you know. And same thing with Traylon Smith. He's our best football player. If it's third and one, that's our best football running back. And we're going to give him the ball. I mean, he's tough. He understands leverage. And he's kind of a guy that is an Arkansas Razor. I mean, that's who he is. You know, when you put a statue out there, that's it. And
look it up in Webster's.
Really tough. That's right.
Well, let's talk about the other Traylon that size is not an issue, Traylon Burks. And I have told people, I said he can be as impactful as any receiver in this conference. And people are like, what? If somebody's not real familiar with Traylon Burks, they haven't watched Arkansas the past couple of seasons. Talk about that kid.
Big hands, big guy.
Big with him.
You know, he's a big guy. He's a country kid from Warren, Arkansas. He hunts and kills Razorbacks. I mean, that's what he does. He's a big hunter. But he got 5X gloves. I mean, he's big, big hand. Very intelligent. Last year, he just wasn't in good enough shape. I mean, he had a great year and all those things, but he's really concentrating on getting in shape this year. And I look for him to have an outstanding year.
All right, let me ask you about that, because not just Traylon necessarily, but I've always said wide receivers and DBs, if you get people in a spat on the field and there's personal fouls, that's the ego position, you know,
that's
the drama position. How do you get such a young player at that spot to kind of look at himself in the mirror and say, yeah, I posted numbers, but I didn't have a great season?
Because he's smart. I mean, he has no ego. I mean, you've met kids that caught four passes and a touchdown, and they're the baddest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, did we win?
Yeah, that's right. And then when did you do it? In the fourth quarter when your team's down 20? Burks isn't that way. Burks, he just wants to get better. He wants to play. He loves to play the game. He loves Arkansas. I'm not for sure he even visited any other school, so he doesn't have this ego. And when your better players don't have egos, then you're probably going to have a pretty good football team.
Wrapping up with Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman, Chuck Oliver Show coming to you live from the Hyatt Winfrey, Hoover, Alabama. SEC Media Days 2021. Let's flip it over to defense. Grant Morgan and Bumper Poole. Turns out, keep the offensive linemen off of them, they can kind of rack up some tackles.
I think we're going to be better up in front of them. And so I think we're going to be able to keep them off of them. But Bumps looked really good. Hayden Henry's looked really good. Grant certainly coming back is huge for us. I think he can move up the draft board with more weight, more physicality, and when he hits somebody, they move backwards. And we're going to put him on a special team as well. We're going to try to enhance his value in the NFL. But, you know, he's a captain. He's already graduated, already got his master's. I mean, the kid's phenomenal. And what he had one way, he would run behind blocks and make tackles. And we're trying to get him to blow up the blocker.
I saw that. I was like, you got to cross his face.
Yep.
And I was like, well, oh, wait a minute. He still made the tackle. It's one of those where, like, all right, it worked out, but that's not how you do it.
Yeah, well, but it'll kill you. You know, if you don't make the tackle, you've opened up two, three gaps. And we wanted in his arsenal where he could take on an offensive lineman, shed him, and make a play. We've worked on that because, you know, it's like a pitcher. You have a fastball, you have a curve, whatever it is. I'm going to run behind you. And it was successful for him for the most part. Now let's give him something else in his tool belt. And I think that's going to help him tremendously.
Last thing I want to ask you about, and you've got tenure there. You know about that fan base. And tell me what you want for them, because it was a rough stretch for a couple of seasons.
I want to be proud. I want to be happy. I don't want them to fake Sunday morning going, well, we played hard, but we lost. You know, I don't want any of that. I want to bring wins to the state of Arkansas. I want on Sunday morning they go to church and they're talking a little noise, you know, at church.
Everybody,
you know,
wearing a red tie.
You bet. The offering place got a little bit more money in it. Everybody's feeling good about it, and that's what I want. Not for me. None of that for me. I want it all for the people, our players, our coaches, and the state of Arkansas, and I mean that with all my heart.
Coach Sam Pittman, Arkansas Razorbacks. Appreciate your time, brother.
Good to see you, buddy.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.